Welcome to our show, The Green Path, where we explore sustainable solutions for everyday challenges. I'm Emma, and today we're diving into the world of fast fashion, a topic that's as intricate as it is important.
Thanks for having me, Emma. I'm James, and I'm really excited to unpack this issue with you. Fast fashion is like the fast food of clothing, quick, cheap, but with hidden costs that are anything but trivial.
Exactly, James. Let's start with the basics. What is fast fashion? And why is it such a problem for our planet?
Fast fashion refers to the rapid production of inexpensive clothing to keep up with the latest trends. It's a system that prioritizes speed and low cost over quality and sustainability. The problem is, it comes with a hefty environmental and social price tag.
Right. And I've read that the fashion industry is the second largest consumer of water globally. Can you imagine pouring 700 gallons of water just to make one shirt? That's mind-boggling.
It truly is. And it's not just water use. The production process releases microplastics into our oceans, comparable to sprinkling plastic confetti into the sea. It's a persistent pollutant that's hard to clean up.
And then there's the carbon emissions. I was shocked to learn that the fashion industry produces more emissions than all international flights combined. How does that even happen?
It's largely due to the energy-intensive processes involved in manufacturing and transporting garments. The industry is like a treadmill that never stops, creating waste at every step. If we don't change course, emissions are projected to increase by 60% by 2030.
That's alarming. But it's not just an environmental issue, is it? There are significant social impacts, too.
Absolutely. Many workers in developing countries face exploitation and unsafe working conditions. The tragic collapse of the Dhaka factory in Bangladesh is a stark reminder of the human cost of fast fashion.
It's heartbreaking. So what can we do to turn the tide? Are there practical solutions that everyday people can adopt?
Definitely. Embracing slow fashion is a great start. It's about choosing quality over quantity, much like cooking a homemade meal instead of grabbing fast food. Buying secondhand clothes and renting garments are also effective ways to reduce waste.
I love the idea of renting clothes. It's like borrowing a library book. Use it, enjoy it, and then pass it on. What else can individuals do?
Supporting brands that commit to sustainable practices is crucial. For example, Ralph Lauren plans to use 100% sustainable materials by 2025. Voting for policies that regulate the industry's environmental impact can also drive change.
And what about the materials themselves? Are there better options out there?
Absolutely. Sustainable fabrics like organic cotton, hemp, and lyocell are much kinder to the environment. They biodegrade faster and require less water and energy to produce.
So it sounds like there are plenty of ways to make a difference, even if they seem small. Every little step counts, right?
Exactly, Emma. Every shirt we choose to buy secondhand, every garment we decide to rent instead of purchase, contributes to a healthier planet. It's about making conscious choices that align with a sustainable future.
Well, James, thank you for shedding light on this complex issue. It's clear that while fast fashion is a significant challenge, there are tangible steps we can all take to make a positive impact.
Thank you for having me, Emma. It's been a pleasure discussing how we can all contribute to a more sustainable world.